Welcome back to Tia's Treasure Box. I know it's been like a month or so since I last done a podcast, but it's okay. We're coming back. It is April 2020. You know, with a new month, I'm going to make sure that I'm consistent. And I know I say that a lot, but literally I am. I'm going to make sure there's an episode dropping every week. And for those who do listen, I really do appreciate you. So today I wanted to talk about what's going on in the world and in our country right now with the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as some freebies you can receive during this pandemic, as well as some Netflix recommendations, Hulu recommendations, and so on and so forth. So without further ado, get comfortable. Let's get right into today's episode. All right, guys. So let's start off with the coronavirus pandemic. So honestly, this whole pandemic, I'm not scared by it by any means. I feel as though if you have a strong relationship with God, He's going to guide you through it. So I don't really feel like you should be scared over it. I'm not going to get into my conspiracy theories about it because, like, no. But I'm going to talk about the stats of it all. You know, there's a growing number of cases in the United States. You know, China is recovering from it. They're not really seeing that many cases anymore. Most of the people are recovering from the cases. And honestly, I just think that you should just have faith and don't let the media get you scared to the point. Like, don't let them waver your strength and make you like super scared about it, because yes, it's a big deal, but it's not that big of a deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, the coronavirus has been a thing. This is just a new strain, and doctors and scientists don't necessarily know the cure to this strain, but I think that they're going to figure it out. I know recently they said that the FDA just approved a certain some anti-malaria drugs that could possibly be helpful for going against the coronavirus. I live in Georgia, so I don't think Georgia's had as many cases as such as like New York or like California, you know, the big areas. I know that Governor Brian Kemp just put us under statewide quarantine, so that's gonna be lasting until April 13th. I really hope that this whole pandemic goes over, and you know, I feel like we're gonna be able to get through it. You know what I'm saying? We got through Ebola. We got through the Zika virus. And I understand that those didn't spread as quickly as the coronavirus did. But I'm just saying, we've got through pandemics before. And we're going to get through this one. So, you know, just make sure that you have faith and, you know, you're going through the necessary precautions and doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. With us being in quarantine, because everyone is in their house, I think this is the perfect time for you to start that podcast, start that YouTube channel, start that blog, start doing yoga, start meditating, start writing down what you want, manifesting, because this is not going to last forever. Like, I want you all to go out after this is over a way better version of yourself than you are currently. So if that means getting closer to God, or like I said, meditating, doing yoga, just not sitting in the house doing nothing. You know, if you said that you wanted to get snatched, this is your time to get snatched. You don't have to rely on going to the gym. There is multiple ways you can lose weight at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't go over your portions, because I know you're probably at home. You might just want to eat because you're bored, but don't do that. You know what I'm saying? There's ways that you can get to where you want to be, and this is your perfect time. You're just at home. So take advantage of this opportunity and so you could better yourself at the end of the day. So with that being said, take every day and do something with meaning. Don't just sit at home doing absolutely nothing. Do something that you can find meaning in, because I feel like that's really important. And also, I just wanted to say to anyone who's a part of class of 2020, I am so sorry to you guys. I understand everything that's going on. I know some people's prom are canceled, some people's graduations are canceled, and I know that these were y'all's last moments in high school to be with your friends and to experience your senior prom. And honestly, I don't think what anyone can say can make you feel better in that respect. But look, you're going to be in college in the fall. Hopefully, you're going to be in college in the fall. You're going to be able to start afresh at whatever college you decide. You're going to be able to make new friends, make new experiences. So, yes, you might have not had the best senior year possible, but senior year is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Think about how much fun you're going to have in college. Y'all can use this time at home making money online so your dorms could be nice. You know, things of that nature. You do not have to just sit at home and sulk every day. Yes, take that moment to, like, gather yourself together and get through the motions. But do not sit at home sulking all day. You have a purpose. Everyone has a purpose. And this happened for a reason. And everyone's going to get through it. And we're just going to leave it at that. So let's get into some Netflix and Hulu recommendations. All right, so Netflix recommendations while you're in quarantine, you know, maybe have a movie night or whatever with your family. So the first show that I'm going to say that's on Netflix right now, it's on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's on the US Netflix, but it's on Netflix. It's a show called Dare Me, and y'all, I binged watched it in like 2 days. It's so good. I totally recommend it. It's like high schoolers, but it's super duper interesting. You know, it's like very mysterious and like a little bit of thriller. The ending is shocking. Like, y'all have to watch it. It was so good. I even told one of my friends and she got into it and she finished it in like 2 days. So most definitely go watch that. I know a lot of people like Elite on Netflix. I personally have not seen Elite on Netflix, but it seems pretty good. So I can't say go watch it. I mean, I can, because people tell me it's good, but that's up to your discretion if you want to go off of that. If you haven't already seen Love is Blind, you should. This is like Netflix trying to take their own spin on romantic reality shows, which I think is a pretty cute idea. It's pretty good. It's interesting. It's not too much drama like you'll be used to when it comes to reality shows, but it's pretty interesting to see. And speaking of reality shows, if you haven't seen The Circle on Netflix, The Circle is so good. It's like a game reality show type of thing, but it really, like, it focuses on how people catfish people. And yeah, because I don't want to spoil it. So, but okay, just make sure that you go see that. And my last two suggestions for Netflix, the first one is Good Girls. If you haven't seen Good Girls, it's really good. I mean, it follows three moms trying to figure out the ways to make money. And yeah, there is a lot of twists and turns with that show. I think you should totally see that. You know, it was good. And lastly, a movie that I watched is like a high school romantic comedy, high school romantic type of movie. It was called All the Right Places. And I think a lot of y'all, well, some of y'all probably read the book, but y'all, it was so sad, but it was so good at the same time. Like, I don't know. I cried at the end and I was just like, wow. I know some people like don't like that, whatever, but I thought that it was really, really, really good. And I would totally recommend you watch that. And you know, you can watch like the normal recommendations people give you, All American, On My Block, You, etc. You can go watch those as well. Moving on to Hulu. So with Hulu, I've had a Hulu account for a minute, but I really don't get on Hulu that often. But this quarantine has got me on Hulu, y'all. And the shows that I would tell you go watch on Hulu would obviously be This Is Us, if you haven't seen that. It's an award-winning show. Like, it's really, really good. I would say go see 911. It follows the life of first responders, and it's a good amount of drama, lust, relationship type of thing. And yeah, I mean, you can watch Grown-ish if you want. Oh, Unreal. I used to love watching Unreal. That was like a pretty good show for me. It was like the behind the scenes of reality show, but it was still like a show. So yeah. And lastly, for just like regular shows, Dollface, that's a Hulu, Hulu created that show. I forgot her name, but she was in Two Broke Girls. She was the brunette in Two Broke Girls. It was pretty interesting. It was kind of quirky and weird a little bit. But when you get through like the first two episodes, you really find yourself like loving it. And London Tipton is in it as well. Like, who doesn't love London? Like, who doesn't? Okay, now this is for my reality TV show people. Yo, if you're tired and you're bored, when I tell y'all, I am binge watching Real Housewives of Atlanta right now. I'm binge watching. Well, I've seen Real Housewives of Atlanta before. Like, I'm caught up, kind of. I'm watching Vanderpump Rules. This is my first time ever watching that, and it's pretty interesting. Like, it has a lot of drama. I was not expecting. You know, Lisa Vanderpump owns the restaurant called Sir, and the show follows the waiters and bartenders of Sir. And y'all, it's a good kiki. And you know, you can watch really any of the Real Housewives series. I watched two episodes of the Orange County one. I haven't really gotten into it, considering that it was in 2006 and like the camera quality was not that good. So I just can't get into it right now. But I'm gonna try, and I'm gonna come back with y'all on that one. But that's pretty much the Netflix and Hulu recommendations I have for y'all now, until I start watching more. Yeah, so let's get into those freebies I talked about at the beginning of the episode. All right, guys, so I have the freebies for y'all. I have like five of them, and I'm probably gonna find out more as like the week goes by, and I'll tell y'all next week some more. But to start off, I have this app called Smiling Mind. And it's a meditation app. I've been using it, and I really, really enjoy it. Everything is free. It's not like Headspace or Calm, where they have only a few like meditations that are free, and the rest of them you have to pay. Everything is completely free on this app. They cater to your age as well. Like, they have specific meditations for 13 to 18 year olds. They have specific meditations for 20 to 25, 26, 27 year olds. So you can do those type of meditations on there, or you can do just like general meditations. It really just depends on whatever you want to do. Shine is another meditation app. Shine, they just put out a few
meditations that you can do that are free. The rest of the app is completely like you pay for it. But I think that the app, like the aesthetic of the app, is really, really nice. And the ladies who founded it, Mariah and Naomi, I believe, they seem really cool. The meditations have been nice. I really liked it. It was very like professional, and you know, it just really got you in that relaxing mind and atmosphere that you should just take with you to at the start of your day or the end of your day. Okay. And for all of my babies who are trying to get snatched, you know what I'm saying? The Nike Training Club has made all of their workouts free. Everyone has premium now. So if you have the app, everything is completely free. Like before the pandemic, you know, there were still workouts for free that were still cool. But now you have access to all the yoga workouts, all the app workouts, everything that you need to get your body right. And I do some of their high intensity interval ones, but mainly I do their yoga ones because I find they're like really, really good. And the quality is amazing. And the trainers do a really good job in motivating you. And I was so excited when I found out like they were going to, all of the exercises were going to be free. So I suggest that y'all take advantage of this because like there's no excuses. You have Nike Training Club on your side. You have all of the workouts you would possibly need. They have beginner, intermediate, advanced. You can go at your own pace. You can go at your own level. You don't have to worry about it being too quick for you, any of that. Next, I have Apple Books. So if you have an iPhone or an iPad, any Apple product, you know the Books app on your phone or any Apple product. Apple is now giving like a tons of books for free that you can read while you're at home. And I think this is a really good opportunity. You know, yes, we love to watch Hulu. Yes, we love to watch Netflix, but you can also read and really gain some knowledge while you're at home. You know what I'm saying? So I will totally take advantage of that too. You know, maybe start a book club with your friends while you're all in quarantine so y'all can talk about some of these books. I just think that's a great idea. I'm probably going to start one with my friends. So if you want to do that, I would totally recommend you doing that. And second to last, we have HBO. HBO is letting y'all watch like 500 hours combined of some of their shows like Vice and I think Euphoria. I'm not sure about Game of Thrones, but they're letting you watch a good amount of shows for free, which you will usually pay for if you don't have HBO. So I think, you know, if you're tired of Netflix or you're tired of Hulu and you want something else, HBO got you. And they got you. So I would say go ahead, make you an account, watch you some shows, and get into it. And the last one that I have to say is, I'm not sure if you guys have been seeing this around, but you can't, well, this has been a thing prior to the pandemic, but if you go to classcentral.com, you can take a free online Ivy League courses. So again, getting you some knowledge while you're here. And some of them are self-paced, some of them start at a specific date. Some of them, well, I think all of them you can get a certificate. Some of them make you pay for your certificate, but no, you're not getting college credit. I don't want y'all to think that, because you're not, but you are gaining knowledge that can help you with whatever major you're like majoring in college or whatever your future profession is. So I would say take this. You can use it after the pandemic, whenever you want. But you can always take these Ivy League online courses. And that's pretty much all the freebies I have for y'all right now. If I find out any more, best believe I will tell y'all and let y'all know next week. So, yeah. Okay, y'all. So, y'all know that I do this every episode and I give you guys some song suggestions. And honestly, if you don't know, Janae Eco's album came out like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And that's literally been on repeat. That's what I've been listening to. All of the songs are great. You know, the beginning of the songs, well, the beginning of the album were like the more known songs like Triggered, None of Your Concern, etc., etc. But when you really get into it, you can find you some happy songs. Just like any, like Janae really did a wonderful job on the album. And I recommend you guys listening to it. It was a very well written, well sung, well everything. Like she did an amazing job. And if you're not feeling Janae, then you can always listen to Megan's EP that came out, Sugar. It came out around the same time as Janae's album. So that, I personally only liked Savage, Captain Hook, and of course BITCH. That was already on the, we already heard that before. But I mean, that's just my opinion. You can always listen to it yourself and figure out if you like it or not. Also, I know that Party Next Door's album dropped, I think last week Friday. You know, everyone was excited because Rihanna was featured on one of the songs called Believe It. It's actually a really, really good song. I would recommend you listening to it. The first half of his album I didn't particularly like because a lot of the songs sounded alike, like very repetitive. But the middle towards the end, I thought that was phenomenal. And, you know, like I said, it's just my opinion. You can listen to it and form your own opinion. Lastly, The Weeknd's album came out last week. I haven't fully listened to it. A lot of people have been raving about it. So if you haven't already, you know, you can go listen to that too. But yeah, those are all of my songs/album suggestions for this week. And I want, like I do all the time, I wanted to leave y'all with a quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, diamonds are formed under pressure, but let's not forget that they are not formed overnight. You know, I talked about, you know, whatever goals you have, maybe getting snatched or like building up your podcast or building up your YouTube channel or building up your vlog. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, especially if you just started. You know, it's only the few that can say, oh, my YouTube channel blew up overnight, or my podcast blew up overnight, or my blog blew up overnight. You know what I'm saying? So I would just say, take your time. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. And don't expect, I mean, let me not say don't expect, but don't be upset if, you know, those new ventures just don't fly and take off overnight. You know what I'm saying? Take your time and build something worthwhile. With that being said, I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode. I have a lot in store for the following episodes, and I'm gonna make sure I'm consistent, because like I always say, consistency is key, and I have to practice what I'm preaching to y'all. I hope you guys have a wonderful week and a wonderful month. This is the beginning of April. Please don't let this quarantine bring you down, any of that. If you feel yourself like just not being yourself, you know, you can maybe go outside, get some fresh air, work out if you want to. Call up your friends. You know, you probably miss them. You can go talk to them too. Do any of that. Just make sure that you are finding things to lift your spirit at the end of the day. You guys can now, if you want to, you can donate to my podcast. I would appreciate anything. You know, the link is in the description box. I appreciate you guys for listening. It really makes my day when I see who listened. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for listening to Tia's Treasure Box. I'll see you next week.